We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
If a Katrina-like hurricane were to hit the Louisiana coastline in 50 years, it would be a complete disaster, financially and in almost every other way. Study author Stephen Barnes joins us now, along with Steve Cochran from the Environmental Defense Fund.
This is an analysis of what happens in 50 years if we don't do anything, right? If we don't take steps to protect ourselves. And there is, a fairly significant effort underway by the state under the state's Coastal Master Plan to put in place the protection and the restoration that can prevent these kinds of things from occurring. But we obviously have to do that work. So it's a scenario based on looking out 50 years and assuming that we don't make the progress we need to make. And it's intended to make sure that we understand what's at risk.
So this wouldn't be the storm hitting, like, say, tomorrow. It would be in 50 years and what could be the consequences, correct?
That's correct. Stephen, is that an accurate way to characterize that?
Yeah, I would emphasize that what we're trying to measure is how much worse would storm damage be because of land loss in a future without action. So what we're imagining is a certain type of storm with certain characteristics. If that were to hit today, that would be bad. But if that exact same storm were to hit in 50 years after a significant amount of land loss, that's how much worse that same type of storm would be. So we're really trying to pin down what's the influence of land loss and a degrading coast on the increased risk in storm damage.
I've got to ask both of you, we do an awful lot of shows on coastal restoration and land loss, and sometimes you just get the feeling people just kind of go, oh, yeah, and they tune out. This is something we need to really take seriously, right?
No question about it. And the unusual nature of this, when it's a big deal, we have to take it seriously. No question. Second, when we do this work, when we invest the resources that we now have to do this work, we actually create jobs. We actually support the economy. So it's one of those really rare circumstances where, and the data backs it up, where we actually benefit from doing the things that we absolutely have to do. It's not just we got to go spend money. This is money we spend here on work that's done here, and that's great for the economy while we're actually doing the work that we need to do to save ourselves.
We need more state, we know the state's in trouble money-wise, federal funding, who's going to help?
Well, we've got a head start because of all the wrong reasons, right? The BP spill created a big set of penalties that they had to pay, and we were able to persuade the Congress to make sure that 80% of those penalties were spent down here. So we've got a very strong cash flow for about the next 15 years to be moving forward on this work, and so that's a great start, and that's what the state is moving forward with now. We have to, during that period of time, we have to continue to look across the board at every source to look for other ways to pay for this over the long term.
Stephen, let me ask you, just looking at New Orleans alone, obviously the dollar figures were on top, although we know these other cities could be impacted as well. But, it just seems scary.
Sure. I think in many ways this land loss crisis is somewhat of an existential threat for New Orleans. What's really important in this study, I think, is helping people that are a little bit further from the front lines appreciate what's in it for them, what's at stake for them. And so a lot of people in New Orleans are sort of a growing understanding that land loss is a real problem, that there are real threats from storm damage. And what we're trying to do here is help people that are even further away from that see that link through the economic ties that New Orleans has to other parts of the state.
So in other words, go ahead. I was going to say, pay attention to what this is all about. And I guess if you're just the average citizen, pay attention and take it seriously.
That's exactly right. The size of the problem here is one that really requires an all hands on deck response. And what we're trying to do in this study is help people who are further removed from the areas that are seeing land loss understand how their local economy is connected to this land loss area. So we see from a bad storm that would create devastating effects in New Orleans, it's also going to have big impacts in Baton Rouge, Lafayette, and even further inland.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.